The question is, what is your most hated misconception about your job? Well, we need to begin to answer that question with the premise that just about everything with regard to the profession of acting is a misconception to the vast majority of people who don't do that for a living. It's not a life pursuit that follows any commonly understood and generally adopted business model. It's not what normal people do. Even a lot of wonderful actors don't pursue careers in acting, while rappers and fashion models do, if that can tell you anything. A lot of my job, in quotes, has nothing to do with acting. A lot of my job is trying to find a job. Who would do that? Who would even begin to understand that? So it is to be forgiven when a layperson offering an unsolicited opinion, as they very often do, says, "Why don't you get on Dancing with the Stars? That ought to be good for your career." Or, "You know what you need to do? You need to get in a movie with Robert De Niro." To a layperson, such silly suggestions make perfect sense, as they are the sorts of things that any sensible person would do. Any sensible person, that is, with no conception of how the business works or why actors act. A big misconception is that it is at all easy to do what an actor or any artist does with integrity and a strong sense of purpose. Another misconception is that it's a career choice as opposed to a calling that can't necessarily be abandoned for something more stable, even if its pursuit is largely unrewarded. A third misconception is that if an actor's job is to act, that any acting job that pays the bills is one worth taking. A fourth misconception, and this is a big one, is that singers, fashion models, rappers, reality stars, and other achievers of popular celebrity are actors if they are on television or in a film acting like actors. That last is a particularly difficult one to refute to the American layperson if said celebrity's name appears above the title. I could go on, and most likely be less and less understood by the average listener. But the thing is, we've all been sold a bill of goods, and sold is the operative term. Nothing about the industry that employs the majority of actors that are employed has anything at all to do with acting as an art form. It's not that beauty, artisanship, and art are not present. That's not what I'm saying. They are. There are no end of talented people at work throughout the industry turning in stellar performances, doing what actors do. But that's not what any of it is for. Like everything in America of the 21st century, it has been commodified and sold, which is not new. It's just life, right? In Finland or France, you might still find theater companies subsidized by the state diligently working away to make importantly sublime things, things that take in the making as long as they take, for no other reason than because they are in pursuit of the transcendent. The biggest misconception for American laypeople is that there isn't something else beyond what they've been given, that there isn't something more beautiful, more heart-stoppingly profound than what the entertainment industry sells us. No American education, none of the technological marvels of immediacy in the modern age prepare them for anything that isn't glossily packaged and handed down to them at the push of a button. Or, perhaps the biggest misconception is mine in believing that this isn't just everything there is. I would hate that.